Yeah, I'm telling you, my friends, when I talked about Carolina, Tony, Mom and Dad, Anya, and Leszek, it is the American dream. And the American dream still lives on. And the greatness of America, it, sometimes we have to get it from people who came to this country not that long ago. And we see that people who've been here for a long time don't believe our country's the great country that it is. Certainly we've had problems. Every country has. We've had issues. I got an example that came to my mind, but I'm not going to use it right now because I have to run it by a few people before I say it on the radio. I don't want to cause trouble or get in trouble saying what I thought of as an example to share with these students who aren't paying attention. But it is a little fascinating that Hamas attacked, in their case, fellow students, young people, at a concert. Yeah, I got more to say, but I'll say it later. I got this to do. Good old J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan Wolverines quarterback who led his team to a 27-1 record, 3 Big Ten titles, and an undefeated national championship season, is being honored with a limited edition full-sized football after being selected in the first round of the NFL draft. There are going to be only 2,024 of these footballs. I got one for the Michigan championship, the national championship. It's beautiful. Be caller 9 at 1-800-859-0-WJR. That's 1-800-859-0-957, and you will win one for you if you're the ninth caller. And I'm telling you, they are beautiful. Otherwise, official rules at WJR.com. And if you want to purchase one, visit NycoSports.com. Did I say that right, Mr. Parsons? Is it Nyko or Nico? I forgot.
I believe either one is correct.
Oh, all right, good. It's NIKCO. All right. I'm going to call it NycoSports.com. That's NIKCO Sports.com. If these footballs for JJ are anything like the one that I got for the championship, it's well worth getting. I already have a place in my office shelf where I'm going to put that football, along with I've got Muhammad Ali's boxing gloves that he gave to me many years ago, obviously years ago, that he signed. I've got my Emmy that no one knows about, my true Emmy from Minds of Medicine. I've got my National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, whatever I'm called for that. And I even have a coaster from the first radio station I ever worked at, WVMO in Monroe. Anyway, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith. We're not related as far as I know, other than I'm sure all Smiths are related one way or another. 29 years law enforcement experience, now a spokesperson for the National Police Association. And she wanted to come on and talk a little bit about what's going on with the college campus protest from a law enforcement perspective. I'm telling you, it's gut-wrenching for me to watch and to watch the police officers in all these cities take so much abuse from these punk kids. It's very hard to take. But welcome to the program, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, and we're happy to hear your side of the story.
Well, thanks so much for having me. And I got to tell you, the National Police Association and myself personally, we are so proud of what we have seen of the American law enforcement officer, literally from coast to coast over the last few days in dealing with these really pro, you know, not just pro Hamas, but pro terror, quote unquote, protesters. You know, and so many of them are professional agitators, and many of them are the same people that we saw during Reclaim the Streets, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. You know, we could go on and on. And, you know, over 2,000 arrests have been made, but all of these protests are keeping the American law enforcement officer from doing their jobs. Neighborhoods, you know what? And jurisdictions. You know,
I said the same. Listen, I said the same thing on the air yesterday. Nobody's thinking about this, but every time you see all those police officers having to waste their time with these spoiled kids, they're not on their regular beat. They're not doing what they do so well every day, which is protect all of us.
Well, you and I think alike because we're related, you know, and but you're so right. And I don't think you and I are the only people seeing this. I think a lot of people, because let's not forget, because of the last 4 years of vilifying the American law enforcement officer, police departments are short staffed. They're lacking not just staff, but equipment and things like that. And now we've got to deal with, a lot of, again, professional agitators and clueless, spoiled brats who I think if most of the young people that you approached at these protests, and we've seen this on video, you ask them what they're protesting. A lot of them don't know. Most of them couldn't find Israel on a map. They don't really have any clue what happened on October 7th. And I'll tell you, as a woman, I've got to express frustration with these young women who I'm sure think of themselves as feminists, but they don't really understand radical Islam. They don't understand Hamas and Hezbollah and how Hamas really feels about women. And also when you look at, there's so many young, especially lesbians, and you see the signs, LGBTQ for Hamas, and they just have no intellectual understanding of what they're even supporting.
Well, because they would be killed by Hamas.
Exactly.
And there'd be no hesitation.
Yeah. Right. But they're calling law enforcement, we're the ones who are the problem. We're the oppressors, this and that. And to see so many of these college administrators acquiescing to some of these demands, including for divestment, and of course some of the ridiculous demands, vegan meatloaf and no gluten, things like that.
Yeah.
Just insanity.
I mean, how that comes up in this kind of a protest is beyond. I mean, it shows you how ridiculous the whole thing. The problem is, it's very dangerous. When I watch those cops climbing up the ladder in New York to climb through a window, one of them could have easily fallen. On the other hand, they don't know what they are to expect once they go through the window and they're vulnerable trying to climb through. It's just wrong. It's ridiculous. What can we do to help the National Police Association? You have a website or someplace if we want to donate or something?
We do.